Yes, page 263. Simon Reish Zayin. Berachas Habesamim VeHamugmar Uvoches Seifim. Right. So bracha on Besamim and Mugmar. Right. I guess we sort of set the ground rules of what the different brachas are in the previous simon. And again, as I'll note, as I did before we started this, it is just very interesting that the simonim for smelling, right, Berachas HaReach and Berachas HaBesam HaMugmar, you know, are Reish Tes Zayin, Reish Yud Zayin, and neither of them are Reish Yud Ches. Reish Yud Ches would be an easy one to remember. Simon Reish Yud Ches, the brachas on Reach, but alas, it's not. Okay.
Maybe it's because we don't make the brachas ever.
That's our punishment.
That's a remes. It's a remes.
It's a remes that we're really short.
Right.
Okay. So we've talked about this. This very question has been raised a few times, right? You go into a store that has, you know, a spice store. You make a bar mitzvah because there's all different spices and all different products, and you're smelling them all at the same time. You're not isolating any particular smell. So therefore, right, you have to go ahead and, right, you make one bar mitzvah to cover everything. And Yashiv Shav Kol Yom, Ein Mevarach Halachas. You sit there the whole day. You do not make more than one bracha, right? Because you need Hesach Hadas. Nichnas V'yotzei, Nichnas V'yotzei, Mevarach HaKopam. You go in and out of the store. Each time you come back in, you'd make a new bracha. Davka Shlo HaYodaito Lachzor, V'HaYodaito Lachzor Lo Yevarach. But that's only if you weren't planning on coming back in. If you planned on coming back in, you would not make a new bracha. Okay, so let's see. Aleph, Hanichnas lechanuso, v'yavte b'sif beis v'vor de be'inin she'nasa bosom harich. That these things have to be there to provide smell. B'zelo kines chlorosu b'chanuso raglimkar. The only reason it's there is the guy wants to sell these spices. So he's not sitting there so you can go ahead and just smell them. Right? So be'emez gamba ze nikra osu harich. Right? But nonetheless, it's still considered meant to be smelled. The nichale shiarichu anoshim reachabosem yavo liknos mimeno. Right, he wants people to smell them because if they smell it, they'll buy it. Right, so therefore, part of the deal is that they should offer up a reach. Ulefize imunochem besomem bechedro shalchenvani habosem below bechanuso. And therefore, if the stuff is sitting in his, you know, warehouse, let's say, not in his store. It's not sitting in a place where people are going to come to smell. It's clearly not meant for reach. So
it's like you could.
Well,
you
right.
Could smell it and not buy it.
No. Again, usually the lashon of ein sarach levarach in these cases means you're not allowed to. Right? It's not. Why he doesn't use the lashon of Aser Levarach? Right, it's a little
or Lo Yevarach.
Right, it's a little harsh, but Ein Tzarich Levarach, and in many places we've seen that Ein Tzarich Levarach means don't make a bracha. Im lo, unless she not lo biyad l'aripo, unless you pick it up and you pick it up specifically to smell. So osna detila mishavila avida l'arecha v'tzarich levarach. Right, and as we said before, right, just, you know, anything, we get all this case of the food, right? The food, if you go ahead and you pick it up and you smell it, right, specifically for the smell, not to eat, or for both, right, you can make a bracha. So, again, stuff that is merchandise is meant to be sold if it's in the public arena for people to come and buy and to smell. So, yeah, you could make the bracha. If it's not, it's in the warehouse, then you'd have to pick it up specifically. Right, so look at Aleph in the Shar HaTzion, right, where he's going back on if it's sitting in his, warehouse. Right, sitting in his warehouse, and, you know, eventually it'll make it to the store. But if he's putting him in his, let's say his office, because he wants to be able to smell these things all day. Even though that has nothing to do with anybody else, no one's coming into his office to smell these things. But if the guy put it in his office, so his office will smell nicely, so it's there, l'hariach. And therefore, if someone else walks in, he would make a bracha. They're meant for smell. This idea of meant for smell is really more of a storekeeper issue. The guy who's selling it wants to sell it. Right? So, again, you can make up whatever situation you want to make up, but ultimately, right, it has to be avida l'recha, right? It has to be meant to be smelled in order to make the bracha.
You're not walking into many, many stores, they do that, right? They're smelling things around the store.
So, it depends on what kind of store it is, you know. Obviously,
you know, one can happen, right? They'll have all these different smelling type of sprays, right? Automatic sprays throughout the store. They're just making it smell nice to be making sprays.
Right, so
they do.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Nah. Every single store now that's Maine has these things.
Right. So the question is always what exactly is being smelled? Right, we haven't talked about. We'll still remember to talk about it. You know, what do you do with artificial smells? And you know, it's one thing when you're going into a coffee, you know, grind store where they grind. You know, you pick your coffee beans, they grind it fresh. You know, that's a smelling sitch, right? So you're smelling the ground coffee, and again, you want to call it this store. That's l'hariach ba. Right, so that's fine, but it's the smells that come out of, let's say, aisle one or whatever, is that l'hariach ba, right? It's l'hariach ba, but what are you smelling? Are you smelling chemicals? Are you smelling
right? What is it? That's
so we'll hopefully we'll talk about that still. But again, you see from here that it's not a flower store, so. Is a flower source, is that meant to be smelled, or that's meant for sight, right? So, probably more likely for sight than for smell. Does the smell attract someone to buy flowers? I don't know. But in that case, you see a flower you really like, you pick it up, and if you want to smell it, you smell it. Make a bracha. Okay, Bays. We'll get to the Berlach. Okay, so let's go to Beis Mevarach. So we say you make a bar mitzvah b'samim. Right, Yeshom d'davka b'miskaven l'hariach. Right, again, you're going to do it if you have kavanah to smell. But ain't miskaven el shariach b'me'elav v'nen l'mizeh ain't no Mevarach. Okay, so that's how some want to learn it, which again is not so posh. That means you walk in there and, you have to, it's almost like, okay, I'm going to make a bracha, have kavanah to smell, and then I go, right? As opposed to you walk in, you smell, go, okay, it smells nice, right? So, but that's a very hard case to gauge. And then he says, Abel Rab, Cholkos, that's really, da fila im arich miskavin, kemich abesom naskli la riach mevhunen, mevarach. I mean, what does it mean, me riach miskavin, that you're smelling intentionally? I guess you can have incidental smells, but if you like the smell, then you're going to smell it again intentionally, right? So, okay, so that case is not going to impact the typical spice store. And Gimel, Bari Minei B'Samim. So the bracha is Bari Minei B'Samim. Mishum Shebechanus Shel B'Samim, Nimsoim Bo Atzei Isei B'Samim, right? Lefikach Mevarach Minei B'Samim, right? A typical spice store is going to have all types of spices, and since we've already said that cinnamon and cloves are already, a very possible mine b'samim, right? So, therefore, you make a barbe b'samim because you really have no idea what you're smelling. Below domi laha leil simresh tazayin sivyud, dim ha'i lefon of atzei v'isvei d'varach ha'kalach ha'bracha royla. Right? So, we already said that if you have rose petal and you have a mint, right? You're supposed to pick up the rose petal, make an atse besamim. You're supposed to pick up the mint, make an isve besamim, right? And here we're saying you just make a bar besamim, right? Over there we didn't say just make a bar besamim, do them both, right? So he says, and this distinction should be clear. There you're talking. You have the mint in front of you, and you have the roses in front of you. So fine. So we don't want you taking the shortcut and making a bar mitzvah on both. So we'll go ahead and tell you pick up the eitz, pick up the isve, and make separate brachas. Here you're not being brought anything, right? So here he says, I'm not picking up anything, right? You're just getting a waft of every smell that's in the store. Right? So it's not such a big chiddush, right? All the things that are there. Now, if you analyze the whole store very quickly and determine that everything's in atse, so then you'd make an atse. But the assumption is that everything is there.
What was coffee again? Coffee is
outside. Right. So coffee, we said it really should be, right? Nasan reach tov peiros would be the one option, right? What did we say for coffee?
Isn't it like a secondary? It's not like the ikar.
Well, again, it would be sort of like this case of like this case of the surf, it's a real, you know, if it's a real, right, it was brought down in the Shari Tshuva, mentioned the coffee. Because it is a food. Okay, I'm not sure we saw it. Okay, well, we'll have to revisit what coffee was. Okay, we'll come back to that then. All right, it's gone. We'll come back to the coffee case. Okay, so we said Dalet El Echas, right? So there's only one bracha. The low naf mina bize imisir taitolo no haschadat kim shereach olo tata kol zman shiyosh bechanos. As long as you're in the store, there's no such thing as haschadas in the store because the smell is always there. So to say, oh, I didn't plan on smelling it. I mean, you were smelling it. And ubalachanos gufei nami pam rishon shebechol yom shnichas chanos. So tzarach levarach lavish shenem the mireach. The owner of the spice store walks in every morning and makes a brach on this spell. Mesulo, I feel nechnas v'yotzi. Even if he goes in and out, the daito lachs or shuv v'chanus v'chamei, because he is going to be coming in and out, right? So therefore, there's no hesach hadas. Right now, we'll see why is it for a shahakol, right? You go in and out of your house, you might have to make brachas each time, and why by spices you don't? Right, we'll see. V'yeshach v'mesom shavilu pam rishon kishnich v'chanus ein zarach levarach v'yakein tov shi'chav en lahariach. Right? So again, that achronim that he's quoting now is that opinion we saw before. that unless you specifically have in mind to smell. The fact that he walked into a store wasn't sufficient. He has to walk into a store and go, right? And then, you know, make a bracha before he does that. Right? So therefore, he should do that before he makes his bracha. Now, if you look at Zion in the Shaar HaTzion, so he says, Lefi das achon shechol kon ataz, right? Lataz ein balach nesarach levarach klal kim shem miskav al hariach. No, excuse me. The Vav is the... Okay, it was the Taz. Now, Zion is Narsham. Da'afli done the chol kon al hataz, mevarachan afilu blu kavono al hariach. We disagree with the Taz. We make a bracha even if you don't specifically have in mind to smell because you are smelling. But the storekeeper may not make a bracha. Right? For the storekeeper, he wants everybody else to smell it so they'll buy it. For him personally, it's not there to smell. He's not buying it. He's trying to sell it. Right? So therefore, for him, right? Right? So you can have this svara that he personally needs to have specific kavana because it's not meant for smell for him. Okay? Seems Mishabura, many disagree with that. I guess if you're in that business, then you would go ahead and specifically have kavana and then make the bracha. Okay, hey, Nichnas Vyotzi, the guy's going in and out. The Kolshken Kishahalacha Chanusha Bosamach, so if you go into another store, Vaday Tzarach Lavarach Shom Pamacheres, right? So each time you come in and out, certainly if you go to another person's store, you have to make a new bracha each time. But we said if Daito Lachsor, if his plan was to come back, Dav Kishahya Daito Lachsor, yeah, he's going to come back right away. Right, so again, avoiding Hesach Hadas. And he says, "Agudos b'somim shemunach al shulchan l'riachbam." You have a pile of spices that are sitting on the table to smell. Im not lo pamechal l'riachbam varchala b'chozer meinichu al shulchan. You put it back down on the table. Im hayadaito lachsu l'riachbam. If you had das to go ahead and to smell it again, ein tzarach l'varchalem kishchozer meriachbam. You don't make a new bracha. Even if you left, you plan on coming back. Since his plan was to smell them, right? You know, at each, you know, continue to smell them. But if you went to shul, or you had some other. Right, you went to work or deal with something, right? Then that's considered a hefsek. Okay, so seemingly, this is I think it's part. It's a question, right? Why is this case different than the case of food? You walk in and out. You have to make a new bracha every time. Right, for a shahakol, right? And the only reason you don't have to do it for the other, you know, let's say for hamotzi, you walk out, or for alamichya, is because of the fact those require tzarach bracha b'makomo. So when you left, it wasn't really hesach hadas because you have to come back to make your bracha achrona. But if you're talking about some, there is no bracha achrona. So when you leave, it should be some level of hesach hadas, automatic hesach hadas tied to shinui makom. And yet we don't seem to have a shinui makom issue over here. Okay, let's go to Zion Lo Yavarach. Right, so no brach if you plan to come back. Even if you, right, smell it again, even if it's a different spice, right? So look at Yud Gimel. So he's going to address this question. Right? Why is this different than Kufayin Ches? that if it doesn't require bracha achron in its place, anytime you change your location, you need to make a new bracha. I feel like daito lachsa, right? Again, you walk out of your house, right? Let's just take the Mishnah Berurah's, you know, shot, right? That you walk out of your house, you walk to the, bring your garbage to the curb, you come back in, you got to make a new bracha, whatever bracha was outstanding, right? You took a drink, right? And then you come back in and you want to take another drink, you got to make a new bracha. So why is this different where you come in and out, and if your plan was to come back, you don't make a new bracha? And there is no bracha achrona here that you can tie it to. Shiny Hasim de Mechusar Maisa. He says, Klamishtarach Mechadosh Lassos Maisa Hanilecha Velishtos. Right? That you have to eat and drink again, so you stop eating. Consider you stopped eating and drinking. You got to restart eating and drinking. Masha'en Kain Hacha Deina Mechusar Maisa Shetekev Kishenichnas Harech. But me atzmul hachi rak im lo silak v'daito. Dehainu shedaito lachs or sagi. So, again, I don't know if I fully can explain this, right? When it comes to eating, every time you walk out of your house, it's has chadas, because you want to continue eating, so you have to, you know, you need to do something to continue eating. When it comes to smell, you don't need to do anything, and therefore it's not real has chadas, because I'm not really obligated to... And I'm not forced to do anything in order to continue smelling. It's just, I mean, it's a chilek. I don't know that I understand it fully, but it certainly is a question that has to be addressed. Okay, let's go back to Beralacha on 263. By the way, we were very, very close to 300. Okay, just FYI. Okay, I know. I should, right after Sukkot, I'll text your wife and tell her.
I'm a Shloshim right now. We can't talk about these things.
Right. Even after Shloshim, I don't think we can talk about it. I'll just text your wife. I told her, I said, you know, if she wants to remind her what the menu was 5 years ago, I'll let her know.
It was a pizza party. It wasn't my pizza party that you stole.
No, I told you, you can't do that for Avelis. Because otherwise you're not allowed to show up.
Okay, I won't be there then. That's to okay. Get out of jail pass for a year.
That's okay. It's okay, because as long as your wife makes the food, I don't care whether you show up or not. It's your business. But you have the heter of, you know, at least it's in your house. What shul's heter going to be? It's a good question. We'll make it in both your houses.
Dessert, yeah, right.
I'll tell you what, we'll put you on Zoom.
Great. Yeah, I'll get my pajamas.
Okay, let's go to the... Yes, I don't know if you ever heard about our scene that we made during COVID. And everybody was locked. I forget which chelik it was. Everyone was, you know, locked up in their houses still.
Oh, your package?
So I sent Ellie and Pasolea to drive around to everybody's house. We dropped off in front of everybody's house, you know, a tray of apple turnovers.
That's good.
And so when we finished the chelik, we said, okay, go to your front door. And they all found their nice tray of food. And we had the scene.
I didn't touch it. Right. It was good. It was very good.
Okay. Beralach, hanichnas l'chanuso. Ayin b'yali rab shedai to du'a din optake. Right. So what's an optake? A pharmacy.
A what?
A pharmacy. An apothecary.
Oh, apothecary.
Right. Familiar with that term?
Yeah.
Right. So,
when I was growing up.
Right.
In the 40s?
Yeah, the CVS apothecaries.
Right, so so he says would be that you want to say that that's going to have the same smell issue. Right, but kids are shalach narech mascaras cost of litmoa. The base shall refuah shodan bari ain't a kona. Right, if you're healthy, you know, you're not interested in this medicine. The chola belav hachi kona same refuos. Right, meaning, and the guy who's sick needs to buy it. Meaning, we've said that this whole story of the spice guy is because he puts a smell out there for people to smell, so they'll buy. But we've been talking. If you want to say the same thing happens, you walk into a pharmacy, and the pharmacy happens to smell with whatever stuff they add. Right, he says, but the smell's not there for someone to buy. A healthy guy's not going to buy it just because it smells nice, and a sick guy really has no choice. He has to buy it whether it smells nice or not. Right, so he says, I don't understand how that could be. Because again, if it's not there for smell, and it's there to be purchased, then there's definitely no bracha. You have to pick it up specifically. You know, I can see right picking up a jar of Tylenol, just to, right?
Wait, is that even just, even not for Even just for selling, we said you still have to make a bracha.
Yeah, but not at a pharmacy.
If it's making the medicine taste better. Or
no, no, but again, we're talking about the smell. So, yeah, no, what he's making the distinction is that when you're at the spice store, the guy wants people to smell it. They smell it, they'll buy it. He's at the pharmacy, the smell is not going to influence anybody's decision.
He mentioned that when there was the charatina, he mentioned that. It was like, throughout the Mishabura, he didn't mention that. Right. He wants other people to smell it, right?
Yeah, the Mishabura said he wants other people to smell it. So, but the question is, but that's not true for a pharmacy. Mm-hmm. I don't, that may be nice, but no one's buying it based on the smell. So he says, after lo shaykh hai svar the nikhlay the nirkha in shivanit say, it is made, it's very possible that svar is not going to apply, that a person is going to, that he wants it to smell so people will buy it. I am chav emes ain't a mukhrak svar also, the gam ke nikhlu the nirkhu mi bachut yoshe shem aptik. He says, no, there's a svara that if it smells nice, they'll realize that there's a pharmacy there. So, right, I don't know, you know, today it's kind of hard to miss that at the pharmacy. But I guess back in the day, the only way you knew that, they didn't have shingles and didn't have stores. So, therefore, it is meant to attract people to your pharmacy. But, okay, so therefore, that's a possibility. Ach mitzad ach yesh listapik. Ayin la kamon b'dibur hamasal el reach v'gam yishtarif l'zedas etaz eicha she'ein mechavein l'hariach. Right? Right, we'll see right later on. Right, another svara, plus the fact that taz hashita is that whenever you walk into a place, unless you specifically have in mind, incidental smell doesn't count according to the taz. Right, so therefore that would be another svara why the apothecary would not be relevant. Right, for the same discussion as the spice house. Okay, let's go to Bays. Eim mevarchan al hareach ela im kein na'as el hareach. As we've said many times, you're only going to smell, make a brach on smell if it was meant to be smelled. Hilkach, eim mevarchan al besam shal mesim. And the sum l'malo mehamita, they would put besamim on top of the mace. She'ein amel l'haver shechon shmeis. Right, and this we've talked about many times. If it's there just to remove bad odor, foul odor, that's not a bracha, you know, for smell. Avon nesunim l'matim avarchan. If it's put underneath the mace, we'll see why. She'ani omer l'chvod ha'chaim heim asuyim. Right, that's done, right, so that people should be able to smell something nice. Right. If you have right potpourri sitting in your bathroom, right, that's not meant to be smelled, or it's not, it's meant to more hide a smell, right? Or similarly, he says, if you you know, you have nice smelling oil, but you're only doing it because your hands are dirty, right, to remove the dirt from your hands, not because it's acting as a cologne but as more of a cleansing agent, so then there would be no bracha on that as well. Okay, let's go to Ches. The sunim lamata ayin lifnei mitasa, right? Doesn't mean underneath it. It means in front of it, right? So somehow, okay, again, that process is not relevant today. We don't put besamim, right? We don't put hadasim, right? The mesim are kept in a freezer, so they're not going to, you know, start smelling. So therefore, we don't make besamim part of this the process. It's interesting. The Sfardim, right, have besamim as part of all processes, right? By bris they do besamim. By wedding they do besamim. Maybe by mace they do besamim. I don't know. What? Yeah. I mean, I wasn't at the bris, but I asked that when I was speaking to the mile. I said, "You do anything different for the Sephardic bris?" He says, "No." I said, "Well, the besamim, yeah, the besamim, but the bris itself is the same." But so maybe the Sephardim would, because that, again, why do they do that? It's not just to get an extra bracha, but it's considered covered, right? To have a sweet, you know, nice smelling thing there. So maybe they do it also, you know, by a kvura. I have to go check with my Sephardic sources. The Chvod HaChaim, right? So they do it for the living. So he says, "Al besam shabes akisei." If it's just for the bathroom, shemolech histinis lebeis akisei lahave reacha. So a guy carries, you know, bring your own potpourri to the bathroom, right? Imolech al merich merachal reach besam elu ain tzarch levarch. right? If a person goes ahead and smells it from afar, he doesn't make a bracha because that is not meant to be smelled. Keeping the bayam lo'asom el ha'berechra, the person who owns it just brought it with him or put it where we put it, is to avoid a bad smell. Even if you have kavana to smell, you're not going to make a bracha, right? Because it's not meant to be smelled. Now, that is a little tricky because let's go to go to Tez Zion in the Shaarat Siyan. He said, "Can't cause a behedge b'shita mukubetz b'gelo dvarim can't cause of mother run b'hagra." Even if you pick it up specifically, right? Because that's a big chiddush. Right? Normally, we say things that are not meant to be smelled, but if you pick them up to smell, right? And he says, "The gar me esrog the gam kain stumaloy l'reach kai." Right, we said an esrog, which is not really meant to be smelled, especially during the week of Sukkot. Yet, if you picked it up to smell it, right, and only to smell it, you'd make a bracha. Since something was made specifically to mask a smell and not to be smelled, right, the esrog is meant to be smelled, right, as opposed to the stuff you're taking to the bathroom. Become welcome, lo birule lo kol kach davar zayin sham, right? Let me see zayin to come on. So it is a lemaisa shaila, but we do paskin that even if you picked it up, you would not make a bracha. And he says also lahavir, it's meant to remove, right? The oil is meant to remove zuhamak on adam shagufa mazia harbi, sweats a lot. It's arach lasa gufa b'shamni b'sam, he's got to constantly put this oil on him. Because he smells and it's, whatever. Right? Same is true with scented soap. The Aruch HaShulchan says scented soap is not a bracha worthy item. It's not meant to, you know. It is interesting. There are plenty of people that, you know, they'll take a shower in the morning or whatever and they come smelling like a certain soap every. Are they doing it because they want to smell like that soap, or that's the soap that they use and it just is cleaning their body and, you know, they don't even realize? But, right? But scented soap be the same. It's meant more to wash away the sweat, to clean the body, than it is to be smelled. Right? Your hands are dirty from eating. Right, you clean them. Now, me and Mavarch, the Gamas, the Ikra, the Havir, Azuamav, the Lariach, it's meant to remove, you know, sweat, dirt, not for smell. Bain Nafmina, Bain Shemin, Stam, Shemin, Afarsman, the Chashiva, and it doesn't even make a difference what kind of oil you're using. Even though we said, right, Shemin, Afarsman gets his own bracha, right? Nonetheless, it's not, if you're not using it for positive smell, right, it doesn't take a bracha. We'll call Indian Ain Mavarach Lame Shum Bracha, Kivin Shlo Bo El Salaka Zuhama. If it's just there to remove the Zuhama, there is no bracha. Okay, let's do one Beralachi here. What time is it? It is 41. Okay, we'll do the Beralachas tomorrow.
Shkwa!
Great.
Say what?